Turgot placed a coaxing paw round the Selamole's shoulders, saying,
"What do you say, ma'am? How about coming to be head cellar-keeper at Salamandaston? Just think of all those porters who ain't never tasted your October ale. Take pity on them, I beg you."
The mole wife was so flustered by the compliment, she threw her pinafore up over her face.
"Oh, go away, sir. You're a terrible charmer. But I wouldn't leave this year, Abbey, for naught, so there."
With a twinkle in her eye, Abbess Tansy chided Turgot.
"Shame on you, Sergeant, trying to rob us of our cellar-keeper. But seeing as you like Redwall's October ale so much, here's what I propose. You may take as many barrels back to Salamandastron as you can carry."
Rockjaw Grang placed his paws around a barrel. Grunting and straining, he was barely able to move it. The sergeant pulled a mock mournful face.
"Thank you, ma'am. You're too kind, I'm sure."
Suddenly, Twingle the Hedgehog Dibbon came stumbling up to the table, waving his paws wildly and shouting,
"Come a quick hurry, hurry!"
Harvin picked him up and sat him on the tabletop.
"Now then, you little rogue, what's all this noise about?"
Twingle struggled down from the table, yelling urgently,
"We was playing hide-seek and slowly fall down to big hole!"
Shad the gatekeeper lifted the Dibbon with one big paw.
"What? You mean the pit under the south wall? Slowly fell down there?"
Breathless and tearful, the Dibbon nodded.
"All her way down into the dark she'd gone."
Like a flash, the otters and hares were away, running headlong with Arvin leading them. Slowey's fall was broken by the rushing waters far below. The swift current was about to whip her off into the bowels of the earth when suddenly she was plucked from the roaring torrent by her apron strings and flung up on the bank. Half-conscious, the mouse babe struggled upright and screamed with fright as a coil, heavy and scale-covered, knocked her back down. Something licked her paw, and she caught the dreadful waft of stale breath, hot against her quivering nostrils. A long, satisfied sigh sounded close to her face.
This ends Disc 5.